while we're setting up for a guest here, I was going to share with you one of my favorite bridge school stories. And it was about 4 years ago, I believe. And it involved a strapping man called Billy Idol. Yeah. And he was giving it his all, and he's got a lot to give, and he's really something. He's really something. And no, really. Serious. No, it's something. It's incredible.
It was amazing.
Every one of our daughters was enthralled by Billy Idol. They didn't give a shit about anybody but Billy Idol. Kind of like Tom Jones. It's incredible. But he was playing. He was in the middle of the set, and then there was kind of right in the middle of a second chorus, or he kind of hit a chorus, the crowd, I've never witnessed quite an explosion of energy. The crowd has started like a wave, and it just went like this, and from front to back, side to side, top to bottom, it was one of the loudest ovations I'd ever heard for any group ever. And Billy looked to his guitar player, he's like, fuck yeah. We still got it, mate. And he lifted his lip. Looked at his drummer and kind of pulled his jacket off his shoulder a little bit, showed a little bit of English punk rock skin, alabaster, gorgeous, really. And it really was incredible. But what he didn't realize was that the San Francisco Giants had just won the World Series. He came back in the side, everyone's like, who's gonna tell him? I'm not telling him. But he was a great, great sport. And so can I please introduce, to help on this next one, a great guy I've known for quite a long time, and now he's playing with Neil, Mr. Lucas Nelson.